The law already exempts churches and houses of worship, but not colleges and hospitals with religious ties. So Belmont Abbey, which is Roman Catholic, and Illinois' Wheaton College, which is evangelical Christian, sued the government, saying contraception violates their beliefs too. Yesterday, the D.C. Court of Appeals agreed, and it ordered the Obama administration to revise the law. There are over 40 similar suits across the country challenging the contraceptive mandate. Stuart Taylor Jr. is a former New York Times court reporter and a fellow at the Brookings Institute. He says there are enough cases and enough controversy that the entire mandate could end up in court.
There are already conflicting decisions among lower courts. Several courts have held that it appears to be unconstitutional. There seems to be a pretty serious legal issue here that the free exercise of religion rights are being violated. Those are all the ingredients for a case that could end up before the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court already ruled on the health care law's constitutionality more broadly last summer, and that's not in jeopardy. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.